It's your girl again, Athlene, and welcome to my podcast. This week's episode is quite an interesting one. I have this very voiceful guest. His voice actually drew me to interviewing him first of all. As a podcaster over the years, I've learned that your voice is your power. So you use your voice because it's a plus to anything you're going to be doing. So today with me is Biodun FX, a phenomenal, like really, he has this vast knowledge about so many things. He's brilliant. He's a football analyst, a football content creator, and I've been chasing him since like last year to interview him on my podcast, but it hasn't been so easy. Annoyingly, Wright is a Chelsea fan, so here is my guest.
So the first question is, who do we have here? What's your name and what do you do?
My name is Baba Femi. Everybody calls me FX. And sports analyst, sports broadcaster, football content writer, podcaster. Yeah, that's it.
Again, what club do you support? What club do you support?
I'm a Shooting Stars of Ibadan fan, 3SC, up shooting. And I'm also a Chelsea fan.
Now, going back to the Champions League, yeah. So what's your take on the fact that away goal rule was crap? And how do we view the Champions League going forward? Right, let's move to Europe. What's your take on that? Why should away goal rule be crap? Like, some of us actually, like Liverpool, one of the clubs that have this away goal rule come favor them, because you know. So what's your take on the fact that away goal rule has been scrapped, right? What's your take?
Yeah, it's football, evolution, things change. Surprising, not too comfortable with it, but that's how VAR too was. So we'll see how it goes. Football existed without a away goal rule before, you know, and people went on with it. So let's see how it works. It changes our mindsets, but let's see. It still doesn't make the game less competitive. So, yeah, that's what I think. And hopefully they don't switch back again, you know, like almost immediately. I think they should test it for a while, maybe for 2-3 years or so. And it works fine. Yeah, why not?
Now, I know, Biodun, that you have a vast knowledge of how to increase football productivity because you have quite a whole lot of knowledge. Now, what are some of the things Africans should do to increase its productivity?
I think African football grew in 10 years in a good way, if and hopefully more private entities, private sector get involved in African football, you know, investing and going the whole nine yards into even TV. So broadcasting and the support can come back mainly. But yeah, hopefully African football can grow in that direction and less government dependence.
Now, this is the season where we talk about love, life and football. So I'll ask you a question. Now, using two players in the footballing world, what could you tell is the difference between love for football and the passion for football?
Zlatan, I say, exudes the love for football because of the longevity, playing football into his 40s. And for passion, I'll say Antonio Conte. He has a lot of passion. He exudes a lot of passion wherever he goes, whatever team he coaches.
So before I let you go, I'd like to ask this. Could you use love, life, and football in one sentence? Love, life, and football in one sentence.
Love, life, and football in one sentence. That's it. I just did it. I love life because football makes me happy.
Thank you for doing this with me. My name is Artlid, and this is my podcast, Spotlight with Artlid. Thank you very much, Biodo, for doing this. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was good to finally do this. I know you've been chasing me for a while, but yeah, I was happy to be on it. And definitely something different. The fact that we could do this over a different platform, you know. So big ups to your podcast, Grace, and peace and love.
And that is all our package for today. Till we meet again next time, make sure you do everything in your power to grow. Right. Bye. See you in my next episode. Thank you.